Hello, welcome to another commute edition of Gamers with Coffee. It's me and Clint. It's Greg and Clint. Or Clint and Greg.
Or whichever.
Whichever. We're just
out.
Kind of in a hyper mood today, a little bit. Could be the excess caffeine and those double shots of espresso or whatever they ask. Maybe.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
You know, I just brewed some Folgers in the Keurig and that was good.
It's good for that, right? Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, you got a new coffee cup, a Gamers with a coffee mug, actually.
Yeah, works fine.
Works good. It holds coffee like it's supposed to.
Correct.
So now that we're past the coffee phase of the coffee podcast, we're just going to get about gaming.
See that house over there?
And well, we're in the car.
Yeah.
He's pointing out a house. Yes. What about the house?
That A-frame there? The brown one?
Yes.
That's my aunt's house.
Oh. Yep. Clint knows people out in this area with property.
Yep. Yeah, she owns all that back there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing about this state. There's a lot of public land that's usable.
Yeah.
So we drive around today. We're doing a non-work commute day because we're just going to go driving, chit-chat about games. Such forth, I finally became the recipient yesterday, thanks to Amazon, of Kill Team Arena. So now we're going to delve into that a bit as far as down the road.
Yeah.
I was politely told by the wife that we cannot game with it until she paints the terrain because she does a better job than me. So I'm like, oh, well, you have a week then.
Yeah.
Because I'll do an unboxing video and put that up there because actually you get quite a bit of stuff and it's actually a pretty nice setup. So. And it's not junk, so that's a nice surprise. It's actually quality stuff. It's not flimsy little plastic pieces, so.
No, their terrain stuff's usually really good.
Yeah, it's pretty thick terrain pieces for your table. And then last night we did a little video for the Facebook group, and we just live streamed a game of tanks, which ended up being pretty fun, but... still not sure about how some of those Facebook features work when you're live streaming, like the joining in. Not sure about that.
Your one join in would have worked, except that I didn't have battery to actually join you because I was already almost out. Otherwise, it probably would have.
So on your end, what did it show? An invitation?
I got an invitation, but I had to decline it because I had like 5% battery left.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I would have just boomed and dropped right in. And then it should have given, I would assume, you know, put me up like a Skype type thing or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we could just talk back and forth.
So we're just trying to expand getting the game stuff out there because things like that, if people can see it, then they can decide if that's something they would like to do or not, you know.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason we do that too, is that we're gonna game anyways, but in the long run you guys just might save some money by, hey, that looks cool, I've seen how that works, or no, you know what, that's not for me. And it gives us something to do because we like the game anyway. So.
Yeah. No, it was really cool to watch.
So it didn't turn out too bad. It took a bit longer. It took like 2 hours. Although we did have pretty in-depth amount of stuff. But
yeah, you guys were a little more than normal for a standard game.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was 100, about 120 point game, I think. Mine was just about 100 points. I think Keegan's was 1-something, and Ashley's was 140.
Yeah, but there were three of you. Usually it's a two-person.
Yes, generally it's either two or four players. This time it was three. So what we did is made a free-for-all. It was just a free-for-all. And I got eliminated, although my guys took quite a beating in the game before they did, so...
Yeah, you guys got to work on some of your tactics, too.
Well, this was more or less just to sit down and have fun.
Yeah.
And live stream it on Facebook and then... So tactics, well, and then Keegan there, if you're listening, Keegan, he did make a comment about when I joked him about station wagons being a tank that they used. He thought I was serious. No, station wagons are just referred to as tanks back in the day, but not, you know, never were actually physically tanks, so...
No. Not back then.
Nope.
You didn't have tanks till the end of World War I.
Yeah.
So.
But a lot of the homemade terrain we had, too, works pretty good. And that new map was pretty nice. So, overall, it was a fun night. of just doing some sitting down and gaming, so it was kind of fun. Yeah.
I had to explain to Dave why certain tanks didn't rotate.
Oh, some tanks only have fixed barrels.
Yeah.
They didn't have a turret that would turn. They were actually more artillery pieces, like movable artillery pieces, than tanks, I guess. But
no tank destroyers.
Yeah. On the other hand, they could pivot, though.
Yeah.
So the turrets wouldn't turn, but the actual tank would turn, like a bobcat kind of a thing.
A lot of those, the barrel would move slightly left, right, up, down. It had some movement, but not a lot. River's really up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and yesterday we got snow and hail. That was really ridiculous. Yep. So that made it another reason to sit inside and do something. So,
you did not do.
Which I tried. Well, I did. Darn it. We had the game. And,
later.
Well, it's the whole having a family and kids thing, that kind of stuff. So it takes a bit of time. Not all of us live in a golden castle, Clint.
Yeah,
like you do with, you know, servants and everything being done and all that.
Right.
Old chap. So, yeah. And that's something else, too, I was thinking about, Clint. You know, sometimes you got to overcome things to game, which either it's time or money. Sometimes it's, you know, you have all the time, but you don't have the money at the time.
Yeah.
You know? Or you have the money, but then you're too busy to have the time. Or so, being the kind of gamers we are, who are not, you know, we're not rich or super wealthy. We buy our things in increments, and then that way you have it there to game. So
yeah,
that's been. Now, did you have something you were wanting to bring up at all? You were thinking about, Clint?
I mean, I talked because I've been dealing with terrain, working on more GW's terrain, and I you know, bought that one Kill Team box set a while back, and the Sector Mechanicus, because it had a really cool 4G thing, and I didn't even think about it, so I just, you know, left it. Well, I decided last night to open it up again and figure out what else was in there, and all those little pieces that I've been buying off eBay, yeah, there's two sprues of those in that box. I'm like, oh, I have some already. Whoops. All those little conduit tubes that I've been wanting to buy, yeah, I have two sprues of them in that box.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, so I'm going to have some really cool terrain here soon, because that one I put up on Facebook has kind of evolved a little more.
Well, I seen you put the picture of your orc up that you... Well, now, what is that? Is that
that's...
What were you adding to that?
I changed his weapon. So he had the shooter, or the little shooter, the pistol.
Yeah, but that now
or
you've
slug,
got,
I should say. Yeah,
looks like a some sort of machine gun with a flamethrower.
Well, it's just their it's their shooter. It's his combi shooter and Burna, or Scorcha, as they call it.
Yeah, they have some interesting names for this stuff. But
I'm fielding the Burna boys a little more because there's a benefit to them.
With the flamethrower, is auto hit though, correct?
Yeah,
I mean you don't have to roll to see if you hit with those.
Correct.
They hit.
And that's why I gave it to my boss. So in the process of trying to refit his arm, that's a big gun on the side of his arm, and it was kind of a little extra weight hanging out there, so I decided to magnetize it. So that's what some of the pictures were, is I redid his gun arm. I had to actually cut the hand off and redo the arms and then pin that together, and then I decided to magnetize the shoulder. So the way that's set up, I can actually move the arm up and down, so I can pose it different.
Oh, so it's poseable.
Yep, now it's poseable. Problem I run into is I forgot that orc body's hollow. So when I started drilling into it for the magnet, of course I drilled right through it. And there's not enough space to actually attach the magnet. So last night I cut down some sprue and filed it so that I can slide it into the hole. Yes.
Kind of wedge the...
Yes, and then was able to glue the magnet to the end of that. And then I put glue around the outer edge of the magnet, because the magnet was kind of deep. I can't use the 5mm magnets that are thinner, because they're too wide. They're bigger than the shoulder joint. So I use the 2mm magnets, but they're thicker. They're like 2mm thick. So
yeah, these magnets are really small, you're not familiar with them. It's kind of neat, because now he can make your character move the arms.
Yeah, so the arm will now go up and down, so which means the gun will be either up or down straight shooting or whichever. It just looked a little cooler, and the magnet's strong enough to hold the arm in place with the extra weight on the front, because that gun, as you see in the picture, is kind of, it's much bigger.
Oh, is it? It looked big in the picture.
It's bigger, yeah.
Looked pretty big in the picture there.
Considering that the slugger he was carrying is just a tiny pistol the size of his hand, and now you've got a full, basically, rifle with a flamethrower on the bottom with all the hoses and tanks and everything else. So I'll have that done by tomorrow, though. That's the nice thing. I got it all primered. I need to start painting the arm.
Yeah.
Now they've got paint scheme done. The paint jobs go a little faster.
Well, once you figure out how you want the overall scheme for them all to be, then that's cool. It's like Ashley did with those Death Guard. Came out really well. That actually, her idea with that slime on the bottom.
Yeah.
I think that was interesting because it fits them.
It does. Know? That's pretty normal for them, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen any others. Actually, I haven't seen any others base their stuff that way.
Have
you?
There's been a few, but I mean, it's few and far between.
I haven't. I just haven't noticed it.
It's few and far between. That is for sure.
So the thing is, with the miniature stuff, you guys, you can pretty much do what you want. It's a lot more customizable than the other things. Not that a knock in the other games, obviously, again, just like, say you have your Risk pieces, if you're playing Risk or Monopoly, you really can't customize those too much, really.
Mm-hmm. No.
I guess you could probably try, but, it would depend, I guess, on what you could do with it, but.
I mean, anyone with a good enough skill and some extra equipment can customize just about any miniature.
Well, it's nice to have some imagination, though, Clint.
Yeah, that helps.
It helps. You have to have it. Otherwise, it's just, difficult. Then I did sneak some of that in the other day to work, though.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But they didn't catch me with it this time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think, if I keep it up, they're probably going to think something's up. He walks in kind of a cheery mood. They're probably going to start patting me down, see if I'm bringing any kind of imagination in, and, without authorization.
True. Yeah, you don't want to have an authorized imagination or creativity with you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's what we do all the time, so you got to.
Yeah, well, no one seems to care where I work now, so they're like, eh.
Well, and that makes our commute episodes a little bit more difficult since our hours are different and everything else now. So, but we're still going to get them done. We'll still do them.
Nice thing is I now have time to get other stuff done. Yeah, I got to get up early in the morning, but it is what it is. I'm okay with that.
I don't know. It's easier to get up early in the morning to me. Then you have the day off. I mean, your whole night's not shot. And when it comes to gaming, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like the other night, I went and sat down and got on Xbox Live, but most of the people that I would normally game with are not. At the time I got on, they just either weren't on or they were busy doing other things. So, you have to be able to have time.
Yeah. I just wanted time to actually work on stuff. Even if I just sit down for like half hour, 45 minutes, putting terrain, painting something, primering, even just getting things primered anymore. If I got time to do that, at least I've got that now. So if I can't sleep or something, I've got that option to go in and start throwing down some base colors. Can't talk.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see you get your Red Rocket Station fixed.
Yeah.
For the Fallout game.
I gotta get to that eventually.
Because that's a really nice piece. And it's just kind of...
It's up on the shelf now. It's got its own little spot on top of all the Fallout boxes. So,
as far as Fallout goes, I have to... I got a group of those Minutemen. So I have to... drag those out and paint them. I've got my Warhammer stuff done, so for the most part, and I just gotta work on those. But my goal was pretty much is trying to be able to videotape some of this. I'd like to put little videos up of it, but sometimes it's hard to do with the kids and the dogs and people coming over.
Get the camera for Mom now that I've got the cord to make it work, and then I've got the remote, so I need to just do some small videos about either painting or base coating or just today actually doing that orcs with the magnets. That would have been a great one to do a little video on, setting up the magnets and stuff. I might do just a little small video on using the magnets, because a lot of people don't think to use the magnets. A lot of sets start, you know, at least with the Team Yankee stuff, some of them come with the magnets for, like, the rotors on the helicopters and everything.
Yeah, I believe the helicopters did. I think Ashley's helicopters came with the... because you have to be able to take the blades off to try to pack it, otherwise...
You don't want to transport those unless you have a really good case to transport them. That's another thing we'll have to do a show on, and sometimes cases and transport and...
That would be a good idea, too, to get people to... Go ahead.
Another thing I thought of, you know, would probably be a smart thing for us to do a podcast or something on. One of these days, we should actually talk about coffee.
We could do that. Our gamers blend. Yeah. Why not? We have our custom printed mugs.
Yeah.
That we can drink out of, so we might as well.
We mentioned that we've got coffee. We've mentioned where we've got coffee sometimes. We actually don't mention coffee, you know? What do we like to drink? What is our flavors? What is our choices? What do we recommend?
How much of a
coffee snob are we?
We're not really coffee snobs.
No, we're really not. It's like, we're coffee. Just
I mean, your average American.
Considering where we've worked, we've had some pretty nasty coffee. I don't even call that coffee. That I think diesel fuel probably tasted better.
I agree with you. The one I wasn't quite sure, but we should do a podcast on that.
Gourmet blend.
Yeah, gourmet blend where?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, where would that be when the gas station serves better coffee than
kidding.
It's not gourmet blend. So
it's
Well, see, you guys never know what you get when you listen to us talk.
That's
because
true.
It could be, well, it could be everywhere.
Should we go wash the car?
Yeah, now we're out driving by the lake out here where we live. They've done a lot of work out here.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
It's been a while since I've been out here.
Yeah. To get a boat again or something and get out there on the... I don't know. So many things to do in life, and yet you don't have a lot of time, and you don't live hundreds of years. So you can only do so much. And
this is true.
That is us.
All right. Well, we have anything else on this one?
On this podcast, I think we'll go ahead and end it there. Yeah. We're at the lakes. So we'll probably get out and stretch our legs and take a look. And we'll catch up with you guys later. I'm sure Clint will have a rant about something later on. We should do one on the coffee. We should.
Yeah.
That would be an idea. All right. Until the next time, you guys, take care.